Very, very well said.
I believe the term is spontaneous.
Spontaneously perfect? I'll run with that.
Yeah.
But no. Jesus.
That's why I'm here, because I can say what I want to say.
Oh, I know, and that's cool.
Tom, have you been drinking too?
Just apple cider, sorry.
That's got roofie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I dumped the old Spanish fly in there. So no, there, and again, it just it, you know, it just it's been a bit of a challenge here lately to do this thing and do it going, yeah, this is rock and roll, this is the way it's supposed to be. I don't want us to be taken advantage of. Ghostly Talk will never be exploited in that sense. I don't want to see that happen. I know Doug, you and both you and Bonnie. Agree on that. We want this to be our show. We don't want it to be taken over or destroyed like we've seen happen to other, you know, productions in the past, unfortunately. It's a heartbreaker to see that, and we're not going to let that happen to Ghostly Talk, bottom line.
I agree.
Amen.
We still have each other. We can play off each other's strengths and weaknesses and make a Project 3 that is just absolutely phenomenal and cutting edge again. I would love to be cutting edge again.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah,
don't run with the scissors and be a different kind of cutting edge.
But Bonnie tells me this is how you work with scissors.
Yeah, I do.
Huh.
I tried to get him to do it with razor blades. He wouldn't.
So, yeah, I mean, are we missing anything? I mean, there's got to be something we've missed here. We got to do an inventory here and make sure we've accomplished everything we wanted to accomplish here tonight.
I think we've covered it. We don't hate anyone.
No, everything's cool.
You know? Well, wait. I do hate some people, but it has nothing to do with this. we don't hate all things paranormal. We have some issues. I think tonight it's wine. That's my issue, but whatever. I think we've covered it quite well. We're not going anywhere permanently. We're just gonna take a little vacation.
Yeah, and we've talked a little bit about the future here. Project 3, Ghostly Talk. We have no idea what it's gonna be just yet. We have no idea.
I imagine that's when I'll hear from you guys.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Bonnie looks forward to that. We have no idea when it's gonna be. We have no idea what it's gonna be. But I just in my heart, knowing the day we've all had here today, it's going to be worth it in the end. I mean, Doug and I were talking about this today a little bit, and all you guys out there, we've talked about this on the show before. There's always these times in your life where you're sitting there and you're just grinding your fist into a wall going, my God, I hate this. Why do I have to go through this garbage? And I know what gets me through anything of that sort is, you know what? Every time I do this, I always realize that it's always happening for a reason, that this stuff's been put in motion for a reason. And it's so, you know, if you're a decent person and you care about growing and becoming a better person, it's going to make you a better person down the road if you try to learn from that. And that's what we're doing here with this thing. We're going to learn from this thing and look back on the last 7.5 years of doing this show and go, what can we do to enrich our lives more with this show? And, you know, like I said, the bonus will always be enrich other people's lives with this show. We're not going to Tahiti and smoking weed on the beach with people. We're going to be just...
Really?
Oh, crap.
You promised.
Yeah.
You promised.
No, we're not leaving anywhere.
Jay, we'll do that next month.
Call me. I'll answer.
I've got
not
Sunday
like these guys.
Free. I've got Sunday free.
Yeah. You mean SJ? You'll talk to me now?
Absolutely. Just call me anytime. You know. But no,
okay,
we're going
to...
Go ahead, Bonnie.
I'm just happy that someone's going to talk to me now, because I'm not going to hear from you and Doug.
Oh, yes.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Yeah, there you go.
Good to see you again.
So now... But I tell you, that's a little bit of the future there. Project 3. It's something we're going to be working on. We're going to go ghost hunting. That was mentioned already.
I'm so excited about that.
We're going to be going out and I got to tip my hat to Chris Bailey from Grimstone. Real great guy that we've known for a number of years here. We saw him yesterday at the Michigan Paranormal Conference, and he's one of the best people I've ever met in this field. He's just one of the most. He's been here forever. He really cares about what he's doing, and he's been through thick and thin. This guy has been there, and he knows what it's all about. And he was a real – if there was anything I got from going to that conference yesterday, it was meeting up with Chris Bailey again, because he really inspired me as far as, you know, what we're really here to do, and that's to go out and check out creepy stuff and look at, you know, check out, you know, whatever it may be. Because there's just, you know, how many times can we say that? The paranormal isn't just ghost hunting. There's all kinds of stuff out there to try to check
when
out.
When you talk about community, Chris is the one that's always pushed for the, you know, for continuity within other teams and
And he cares, and he's a real inspiring person. So I know we're going to be going out and doing as much ghost hunting as we can here with what time we have, with a little bit more time we have as a result of not doing the show here for a bit. And we're just going to, you know, take care of our personal lives here also. I mean, we just can't, you know, that's what's going to happen here. But Ghostly Talk is not going anywhere. We're not dead. We're not going to stop doing this show, but we're putting the pause button on here for a little while because it needs to be retooled. It's not dead. I can't be clear enough, more clear about that at all, is that this show is not gone.
Well, I think that's one of the exciting aspects, is the show may be off the air, but you're still going to be out there doing the real fun.
Yeah, and we're still going to be, like I said, to the affiliates. I'm going to send an email out tonight to all you guys, or if you get it, you may have it, or you may be getting it by the time you're listening to this. It's there for you. All the stuff is there for you for free. It's always been there for free for you guys to use as you want. We really hate it not to be used to its fullest potential. Beat the crap out of the server. Download the archives. Use whatever you want for your broadcast, whatever slot you put it in, whatever it may be. We don't care. It's cool. Use it for what it's supposed to be used for. That's why we've been here since day one. And I, Doug, you know, you tell me your opinion on this too. We've been here, because we are a free show. We've always been a free show. And we want as many people as possible, you know, to really enjoy this if they can. So, you know, I don't know any other way to say it. We do this show for ourselves, but we really get a charge that people really enjoy it too. It's really cool. And I guess, you know, saying that, we can't thank you guys enough for this, for making Project 2 what it's been. And it's been one hell of a ride, I can tell you that. It's been an amazing, amazing thing for us here as people with Ghostly Talk, for what Project 2's been. And Project 3, I am in a full confidence that it's going to be even more intellectually and emotionally lucrative to all of us. And you notice there's no monetary mention there whatsoever.
And it'll be full contact.
It'll be full contact. We are going to kick your ass.
You know what? It's pretty much been full contact the whole time, because when I say I'm smacking Scott on the air, I do.
Yeah, when we talk about cups, we're not joking.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I hope we all share that opinion. I know that. And I know a lot that's been said tonight, it sounds like, my God, these guys are done for good. And it isn't like that. We're just taking a breather here and stepping back and going to go do some, aside from the fact of all this, like, you know, talk about not making money. Well, we like to make money at our jobs. So we're going to be doing some of that also. We're going to be working a lot. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff here. But my biggest thing is to get out there and really do some cool research and get out there in the field and get dirty again. And do some real ghost hunting, or maybe we got Mr. Mufon sitting here in the studio. Take me out and do some UFO hunting here, maybe.
I want to go UFO hunting too.
Yeah,
if there's a way to do it, I need to do it, because I went to Roswell. And there's no UFO hunting going on there. It's just like some kind of weird parade where even the clown is bored, and it just was not what I had hoped for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but no, the another thing is we'll have a little bit of time to throw behind our friends, other people in our dysfunctional family, and other people that we hear about who are doing, having some accomplishments in the paranormal community, such as Amber just wrote a book.
Yeah.
That is something that we need to throw our full weight and support behind, because I've read most of the book. What?
I got through half of it before it was stolen by my niece.
Oh, see? As soon as they see, oh my gosh, it's a book about ghosts in Michigan. I'm reading it. They take it from her. But yeah, I got through most of it, and I was reading, like, unfortunately, it was dark. I had my little lamp side, and it just freaked me out, you know. But it was just an amazing book. That needs to be supported. Sean has this thing coming up tomorrow. That needs to be supported. people are out there making, you know, putting in the hours and hours and hours, creating their art and doing what they believe in, and that needs to be supported. Yeah. So we've got some time to put behind the projects and the people and the things that they're doing that they think are good for them and their development and their growth as individuals, as paranormal enthusiasts, and doing what they think is right for the paranormal community. Let's get together and throw some support their way. Yeah. I think that's going to help a lot. As we've supported these bands, we've put bands out on the air where maybe people weren't playing them as much as they should, or people aren't playing them at all, or whatever. And we're like, you know what? We're going to put you on the air. We're going to put you in our show because, you know what? You sat there and created it.
Yeah.
The least we can do is put it on the air and hope that someone will listen to it and like it. And then if your album is available for download from your website, then they'll download it. Or if it's available in stores, they'll go buy it, whatever. And just hope that exposure, is going to turn people on to your art. Same thing with all of our, friends and family and extended families and everything like that. We need to support them and put some time into that as well. Because people have given us a lot over these past 7.5 years.
Yeah.
And we can now give something back, I hope.
Yeah, and that,
in addition to what we've been doing, you know, our art that we've created.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of good that's going to be coming of this thing, and, you know, we're not dead. We're not gone. Like I said, the site's going to be still up. We're going to be doing everything business as usual with that stuff. Well, my email will still be working. You can email Doug if you want.
It'll still work.
Yeah. Everything's there. Nothing is going away here. It's just we're not going to be producing any new shows here for a little while. I don't know how long.
Which means my stalkers don't have to take a break. They can continue to stalk me.
Yeah.
It's
all
good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Complete with a tapping in the window with the wrench at nighttime. That's really good. Just do that. Just
right.
With
right.
A press and wrench.
I love it.
The window. That's good stuff. Yeah. So, no, and I hope, you know, whenever you do something like this, you always, you know, I know we're going to look back and go, I could have said that. We could have mentioned that. But I think we really covered everything we wanted to cover here tonight.
I just can't wait for the Thanksgiving dinner with this dysfunctional family.
Oh, God.
Oh!
So, yeah.
I can tell you it'll involve a lot of drinking and
doesn't
evidently roofie.
Yes, they're
gonna,
and roofies.
They're gonna actually roofie the turkey before they cook it.
What are you doing?
What are you gonna do to the turkey before you cook it, though?
Don't
wait.
Know.
We don't
want to
know.
Basting. Yeah.
Yeah. Basting.
Basting the turkey. Yeah.
I can't get the turkey out of the pan. It's stuck.
Yeah,
but absolutely disgusting.
I hope this year I get away from the kids' table.
I think Project 3 is going to involve just FJ permanently. That's what Project 3. There we go. We're letting her out of the camera.
That's
right
a great idea.
I'm going
to bring FJ in here just to do the show with us and just stick one sick comment in after another. And yeah, we're there, dude. Howard Stern, look out. We're going for it. We're taking over. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. So, all right. So, yeah, I mean, this is totally not the right way to do it, but is there anybody here on the show here that has anything else they'd like to add to all this?
I think right now, and I know the list is massive and long, but I think we need to thank a few people.
Okay.
That have really been completely supportive over Project 2, and people that have perhaps inspired you or inspired Doug or inspired me. Or
Brian Jarrett.
Whatever. People that have helped us out
and
along the way.
Here's the memory test with Indiana Wine. How many people can you remember to thank right now? Go.
Go, buddy.
Wow, that was very unnecessary, Tim. Thanks.
I have to say two people that spring to mind immediately, Troy Taylor and Jeff Wamsley.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. I can't even say enough. Troy Taylor's events. Every single year, he puts on, what, two or three at least. And, the big conference in the summer, and then, of course, there's the one over Halloween weekend.
Yeah,
and then sometimes
we'll be, we're going to be there in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're going to be there in 2 weeks.
I hope.
Troy Taylor.
Getting drunk for my birthday. Woo!
Woo!
I'll be in the, I'll be in the cemeteries in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
For Halloween.
You suck.
I can't wait.
I'm jealous. But I'm going to be at Troy Taylor's for Halloween. What an amazing, amazing event. And, of course, Jeff Wamsley with the Mothman Festival. He doesn't have to do that.
No.
And yet he does it every year, and it's getting better and better and better. Just amazing people with amazing things that they do for, you know, the love of the paranormal.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing.
No, I agree 100%. Go ahead, Bonnie.
For me, it's absolutely Tim Yancey.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Yancey has done so much, I'm not even going to go into it, but I love you, Tim. Mwah. Sean Burris, who got us into the place where Scott and I slept the absolute best we've ever slept in our life. Even though I was sleeping next to Scott, I
Take
slept
it
really
off.
Well. It was
Take
it
off.
Was absurd.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, but I have to thank Sean Burris.
Wait, you said Sean Burris for what? He's here listening right now.
Correct.
The day that I met Sean was when we were going to the Sally House. So I just said, for getting Scott and I into the place where we slept the best, which is ironic because I was sleeping next to Scott, and that's really unnatural. But
in more ways than one.
But, you know, Sean has been a fabulous friend throughout the years. He's always been there to support Ghostly Talk. He's always been there to support us. It's never wavered. It's never changed. He's got us into places that we never thought we'd get into. And he's just always been there. So Sean is a big one for me. There's Tim Yancey, Jason Gowan, just for being the hilarious guy that he is. I love you, Jason. Mwah.
I love you, Gowan.
Wow, that was kind of creepy. But, you know, I mean, the list is endless. You can
really
thank
is.
Vance West for opening our eyes to so many different things.
Oh, I can't even tell you how much we can thank Vance West for opening our eyes to so many different things.
Yeah.
Wow.
Vance West has always been, he's been a friend of the show for many years also, and, he, you know, we hope to talk to him again. It was a pleasure meeting him last year when we were down
and,
there in
Florida. And Jeff Blonder for allowing me to molest him at every opportunity. And all the people that have been on the show that are perfectly okay with me stalking them, I think that's really cool. But no, in all seriousness, there are a lot of people that have put in a lot of hard work other than you, Scott, on Ghostly Talk Project 2. And by the way, you're one of the people I want to thank because you put in hours, hours, hours more than I ever thought of putting into Ghostly Talk. So thank you for all your hard work.
Oh, well,
I mean, the list is endless of the people that have always been there supporting Ghostly Talk and helping us find guests. And I mean, it's just, there's a lot of people that have got into this big melting pot that is Ghostly Talk.
No, we're very lucky that we've, and it's been kind of hinted to throughout this whole discourse. You know, a lot of people that, you know, they were guests at one time, and now they really are friends of ours. I mean, we've made
so many
friends as a result of this show by just meeting somebody, you know, and, hey, you want to come on the show? Okay, cool, you know, and we have them on here, and we end up having a great time, and we end up being at a conference together, or, you know, we end up bumping into each other somewhere, and then we end up, you know, we hang out with these people now, and it's just, that's an amazing feeling when you can actually really connect with people like that, you know, that you at one point,
they know,
you know. Yeah.
Keith Age and all of LGHS,
yep.
They're part of the family. TNA and Bobby T came out here today to visit us and support Sean for what he has going on this weekend. And, I mean, the list is really endless. It really is.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. And I mean, how many people we've met over the years here, and I mean, we're gonna still talk to them.
Well,
I keep saying, like, we're not dead.
On behalf of us regular listeners, we've got to give a big shout out and thank you to you three for making this Project 2 worth listening to.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks, FJ. We appreciate that. And I guess I can throw a few names out.
Jimmy only likes me because I'm filthy.
That's a dirty, dirty girl.
I knew that was coming sometime. It was going to come with all sincerity, some creepy voice, some creepy FJ voice.
Yeah. Bonnie can actually say, use your daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, do that. Just do the yeah. Do the yeah.
Yeah.
I love you, SJ.
I love you, Mike.
No, we got. No, there's so many people out there we need to thank. My buddies. We just spent like 2 weekends ago with them and guys from GHI who forwarded. They're a lot of fun. I had a great time meeting Greg Newkirk for the first time, and we've been friends with those guys for years. You guys covered a lot of the other people that you know that we've known for so long. I'm trying to think of someone out there that Ken Berg's another hilarious guy we've known for a while. God, the Side Chicken himself, Mr. Side Chicken.
I just thought of some more people.
Go ahead.
The Kaisers.
Oh,
absolutely,
God, yes.
The Kaisers.
I'm going to get in trouble because people are fooling around on them anyways. Me and Andy. James Willis.
Kenny and Donna Biddle.
Oh, God. Yeah, the Biddles. And I have to say, Ken's become my official bodyguard now. He literally posted that. I think we were talking about that earlier, FJ. He posted
that. He kills people for you.
He kills people for me.
Wow.
Appreciate
that's a serious job.
In my time off, he's going to come in very, very, very handy. Believe me.
There's a very long list.
There's a very long list of people that need to be eradicated.
What? Can I add some people to that list?
Yeah, no problem. We'll put it up on Google Docs. How's that sound?
Okay, sweet.
We'll put
but
it on
people
Google
who
Docs.
Do not belong on that list but belong on the thank you list, right?
Thanks, Doug, for turning that around there.
Yeah, good sweet. Hey, the first good segue all freaking night.
Yeah, there you go.
Eventually, we'll get good at this.
Yeah, we will.
I have to say, Jamie from Missouri, I haven't talked to her in forever.
Oh, my God, I love her.
Yeah.
My own fault, and I can't tell you how many hours and hours I've spent on the phone with her just endlessly talking about wonderful paranormal things, and I haven't been able to do that in a long time. And, of course, well, that's the thing. As soon as I start on somebody, then I just, like, my mind reels with opportunities. I have to personally...
Because the list is endless.
I have to say thanks to Sean Burris as well for keeping me going for so long and all his ideas and enthusiasm for everything and it really does keep me going and will in Project 3, whatever that ends up being.
Yeah. We also, it's obvious, this is an obvious one that we've forgotten thus far, Tom and Amber, my better half Amber. And
oh, absolutely.
Tom, for all the great sex, I have to say thank you so much.
Check,
Jason,
please.
Jason, you did not hear that. Jason, you did not hear that.
All seriousness.
That's when Scott Ugg goes.
Tom, at times, is the only light in my really dark world.
Oh, no.
He's blushing.
You should see him in the sack.
He is crimson.
You talk about light.
You know what? In the sack,
he's
the in the sack, he's that same crimson he is right now.
Time to go. Check, please. Check, please. Whoa. No, seriously, thank you. Thank you, Tom. You know, you're sitting in here tonight and hanging out with us and putting up with all my crap over the years. I know I've been a jerky person with everybody. I can be really cranky, especially today. This morning.
Guys, this decision has not come lightly.
No.
It's been weighing heavy on him all day, and I can tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, it's been tough for him.
Yeah, it's been a crappy day here. Of course, my better half, Amber, who's in the other room right now. I wonder if she's listening to the show.
I don't know.
You are the way between.
I don't know, but she's been texting me the whole show.
You are the way between my wings.
Even if she isn't listening, we've got that on tape. It's not going anywhere.
We're good.
You are.
So, yeah, the list does go on forever. And, you know, you got any. Here's the bottom line. If you're a friend
of
the show, you know who you are. And I'm sorry if we didn't get to mention you here tonight, but you know who you are. And if you're somebody that's not our friend, you also know who we are. Okay? Let's make it very clear.
And that list is a lot longer for you.
But our friends out there, we thank you guys for all of all the good times we've had, and we're gonna have more. It's just a time. It's time to grow. It's time to do things. It's time to move on to something I think is gonna be great. And you know, we hope you guys are gonna be cool with us on that too, and let us grow. And we want you guys to grow with us. We hope that you've enjoyed what we've done so far, and we're gonna keep going. It's just gonna take some time for us to retool a little bit here. So, any closing comments? Because doing an actual 2.5 hours of straight talk. This is killing me, dude. So. Doug, why don't we start with you?
Just that I am very thankful for each and every one of you and everybody who listens and all of our past guests. And I just am very, very thankful that I was able to share this much of my life with you. And I'm looking forward to whatever part of my life will involve everybody in the future.
Thank you, Doug. Bonnie?
let's see. I love you all. Those of you that I don't love, you know who you are. Or if you don't, you should.
I sense a reoccurring theme here with you, Bonnie.
You still have the injuries.
She has an escape clause for everything. Yeah.
Hey, that works out really good when you're sneaking out in the morning. Anyway,
well, yes.
The walk of shame.
No, in all seriousness, the biggest thank you I have to give right now is to you, Scott, and to you, Doug. Because, like I said earlier, you guys brought me out of hell, and it has been nothing but laughs, even when we're fighting. Somehow laughing comes out of it. But it has been nothing but laughs and good times and good memories since then, and I'm looking forward to many great memories in the future.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Why don't we, Tom, you got something you want to say? Besides piss off? Okay.
I'll
chime in.
Okay.
Right. I'm just excited for Project 3.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what's going to be coming down the pipe. So.
Yeah. Thank you. And thanks for sitting in tonight, FJ, and helping us out here. I know we talked earlier today, and I'm like, so yeah, we got a little change in plans. You know, and I explained it to you, and you were
like, I'm flexible. Ask Bonnie.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I do have something. This is not the end, and we talked about this, and what I'm sensing is excitement for what's to come.
Yeah,
and the anticipation of going out ghost hunting, doing research, and doing the things we love to do.
Yeah, and this show is not gone. We're going to keep coming back to this thing, but, you know, you can only spread yourself so thin. I think I've said everything, and Bonnie and Doug have said everything here, this is our show. This is what we're doing with our show. It belongs to us. I hope you guys understand that out there. I'm confident.
Doug, is John still with you?
Yes, he is.
Does he have anything to say?
Sean.
I'm sorry, Scott.
No, it's okay. It's all right. No problem. No.
You want to say goodbye to Ghostly Talk Project 2?
You know what, guys? I will not say goodbye to Ghostly Talk because I know it will never die. And you guys are the best, man. You guys are the greatest thing out there, and I can't wait to hear you back on the airways real soon.
Oh, well, thanks, Sean. Yeah, and Doug said it clearly. He said this Ghostly Talk Project 2 is over with. But Ghostly Talk is not gone. We're not done here. Again, it's just because we're going to do this our way. Bottom line, and I hate to take a hard line here in closing, but this is our show. We're going to do whatever we want with it, and the few people that have a problem with that, well, we don't need you. we don't need you. We're happy doing this show the way we want to do it, and I've said it a couple times here tonight. The fact that you guys like to listen to the show, that's a bonus for us, and we're totally honored by that. So we wish you guys all good luck, and we're going to be around. Like I said, Doug and I, we're going to talk stuff over here this week. I know we'll probably be talking tomorrow, as a matter of fact, about things. And we might.
But will you talk to Bonnie?
Oh, piss off.
You can talk to me.
No,
FJ, you're going to have to call me and tell me what's going on.
I will let you know.
So, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
We're going to be working some things out here. We're going to be getting things ramped up. We don't know what anything is just yet. That's the only bummer of it, I know. But we are going... We're not done. I can't say it enough. We're not done here, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Doug pays the bills for the server. I do a lot of the organizing and pulling things together, production and whatnot. Bonnie sits there and makes fun of us. So, you know, that's...
She's the talent. I
My only contribution to the show. Thank you. Good night.
But no, at the end of the day, it's what we got to do here and what we feel is best for Ghostly Talk. Because Ghostly Talk is bigger than we are, in my opinion. It's the idea of what we're doing here, it's bigger than the three of us. And we think that Ghostly Talk deserves...
And that's really big.
Well, that's huge, because we're all...
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're all portly.
Well, you're quite fat, I'll say it.
Yeah, we're all I'm not fat no more. Come on.
He spread himself thin.
I spread myself thin.
Thank you. Good night. That's all I got.
You get a hand slap for that one. That was genius. Yeah, so, yeah, what the hell I was saying. Jeez. No, we're coming back. Just give us some time here. We're going to retool this thing. And we think, bottom line here is you guys, as the listeners of this show, that people are nice enough to tune in here whenever you do. The big thing here is we wanted to come on here tonight and talk about this thing and be very transparent about this because we think you guys as the listeners deserve that respect. If there's anything, you know, you guys are the people that, you know, that listen to this show, and you deserve every bit of respect. And we thought it was the best thing to do to come on here and discuss this thing in as great a detail as we can and let you guys understand everything that's going on. And also so we can avoid the rumor mill here because I know it's already going to be, you know, Scott is going to become a monk, shave his head and become a monk. He's in some monastery somewhere.
There's something about you doing the whole city of San Diego. I don't know what that's
That's old hat, bro. That city will never be the same. Now,
don't forget.
If somebody, here's the thing. If somebody you hear, if you're out there, you know, it isn't like people come up to us on the street and go, "Hey, you're Doug of Ghostly Talk." No, we're not. No, we're not famous.
That's your Scott.
No, we're not
famous. They wouldn't say that to you, would they?
Can't say standard.
We're not standard, but we want to document something here for people to listen to understand what's going on. Bottom line. Okay, we wanted to get something down here where there's no questions. If somebody's got to listen to the archive, for God's sake. We told everything there. No, Doug and Scott aren't fighting. No, they're not fighting at all. No, Bonnie and Doug aren't fighting this week. But, you know, no, everything is right here now. We've contained it. We've canned
it. No, because we're not speaking.
Yeah, how can you fight when you don't speak?
Bonnie does promise to send flowers to the hospital.
Just doesn't count.
One thing I got to mention, my grandpa, before we, I hate to throw this into the machinery, but yeah, my grandpa got really sick yesterday, too. He's in the hospital right now, also. So, send your things to my grandpa. He got a urinary tract, like my dad got a couple weeks ago, really bad. He got really sick yesterday when we were out at the conference yesterday, but he's in the hospital. He's doing okay as far as I know right now. But, yeah, if you guys can send your good vibrations towards my grandpa, Herring, I'd really appreciate that. He should be doing okay now, but, you know, gonna make a phone call after the show and find out about that. So, but, yeah, what's up, FJ?
Just want to give a shout-out. Happy 22nd birthday to my son, Timmy.
Oh,
yeah.
We've watched him grow up.
Hey, absolutely.
We've watched him grow up. He's a strapping young man now.
And I could drink beer with him in the bar.
You've been waiting,
dangerous.
Many. You've been,
yes.
Did a tear come to your eye when you turned 21?
Absolutely.
And did you just tattoo it on your face?
Yeah.
Say, yeah, that's the tear right there, man. That's the tear. So, yeah, I think without further ado, I think we've done what we come here to do tonight. I mean, does everybody feel comfortable? Everybody here as far as on the show, do we all feel comfortable with what we've done here tonight?
Yep. I'm good.
Doug, you're cool? FJ?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. You
know, one thing, yeah, people remember, even when you're not on air.
Yeah.
Dead air never sounded so good.
Absolutely. See, we're that good that even when we're not broadcasting, we still rule.
That's right.
That was so lame, but it had to be said. All right, I think we're out of here, guys. This has been Ghostly Talk. Project 2 is dead. It is off. What was that line?
Project 2 is dead air.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. I have been Scott L.
And I have been Doug.
I am still Bonnie.
I am and will be FJ.
I'm still Tom.
We'll see you guys when we see you. Thank you for all the good times with Project 2, and hopefully we'll see you soon.